Welcome to Ready to Resell, the ultimate podcast for anyone looking to unlock the secrets of successful reselling. Join your hosts Leah and Kayla as we deep dive into the dynamic world of reselling. Whether you're starting as a side hustle or aiming to build a full-time business, our podcast is your go-to resource for actionable advice and inspiration. Tune in and embark on this reselling journey with us. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ready to Resell. My name is Kayla, and I am here with Leah.
Hello.
Today, we are talking to you about reselling on Poshmark and how to price your items and how to send offers to likers after you've priced them accordingly. So, I feel like I kind of want to start, what do you think, from just the beginning of listing it?
Yes.
So, when you're listing your item, I feel like the most important part next to title, description, pictures, all those fun things, is how to price your items in order to have the leniency of sending people who have liked your listing offers and putting your items on sale and things like that. If you're thinking in your head, okay, I got this gorgeous top, $20 is the lowest I will accept for this item, then do not list your item for $20.
I think that's a major mistake of first-time resellers.
Yes.
Is they say, well, I want to make this amount of money, and that's what they list it for. And you realize, no.
Right. Especially if it's a highly desirable item or something seasonal. Give yourself more credit and add, I always say, add a little bit extra because Poshmark takes out 20%. Don't forget that. And then add a couple dollars extra or even just 10% extra, depending on the price of your item. That way you can put it on sale.
Yes. Because, I mean, for us, a huge bulk of our sales come from when we put our items on sale.
Everybody loves a sale.
That's how I shop.
I don't buy anything that's full price, but I mean, when you walk into Hobby Lobby is a great example.
Yes.
Hobby Lobby is probably the best example. Everything in there is marked 50% higher than what it's worth so that it sells on 50% off day.
Yes.
Think about that for a second, you Hobby Lobby shoppers, because even when it is 50% off, it's still expensive.
Yes.
And full price is just wild. And they know that it very rarely sells full price.
Yeah.
You buy it when it's half off on those days, and it's a whole system that they have behind it.
So you, as a seller, have to keep that in mind when you're pricing your item, that you're more than likely going to have to put this on sale or send an, what we're calling sending an offer to a liker, or they're going to send an offer to you. So it's going to be less than what you originally listed for.
Exactly.
So the whole offers to likers is one of the, I would say it's the number one tool on Poshmark that you're going to use to make sales.
Yes.
At least that's what how we do for our individual items. Now, we'll do an episode on bundles and sending offers on bundles. I think there's a little bit of a different strategy there, but just for individual items, sending offers to likers. And what all of this means in using this terminology is when you have items in your closet for sale that buyers have liked. Now, they, once again, kind of like our previous episode on closet clear out, there has to be someone who's liked it to send an offer to them.
Right.
It isn't just go out in the universe.
And it's not sending it. Well, and it's funny that you say that because some might think that it goes to your followers, but it doesn't. It's not the same thing as when you're sharing your newly listed items to your followers.
Good idea.
The offers to likers is only going to the people that have clicked that little bitty heart button under the listing who have interest in that listing.
True.
Anytime you click the heart button under a listing, you're going to get notified that anytime anything changes on that item, the discounted shipping for closet clear out, if there's an offer made, if it goes on sale,
or someone buys it.
If you don't, you're never going to know it happens.
Yes. So from the seller standpoint, making sure that there is actually a liker, at least one on that item.
Someone following.
Right. And then just the same as closet clear out, when you send an offer to likers, it has to be at least 10%. So keeping that in your head, you can't have a $50 item and send an offer for $48. The system won't let you do it. So it has to be at least 10%. It could be more than 10%, depending on what kind of sale you want to do. It could be 15, 20, 50%, whatever.
Right.
It's your stuff, but it has to be at least that 10%. But the biggest difference with offers to liker versus closet clear out, and if you don't know what closet clear out is, go back and listen to our other episode, is you have to offer discounted shipping, and you as the seller are covering that discounted shipping.
Right.
And that's a lot of money, especially on your lower price items. If you think about it as a percentage, if you have a $20 item, you have to, let's say it's $22, you have to lower it at least $3 to be 10% because it rounds up. It's not $2 because 10% of 22 is 2.2. So it rounds it up to three. So that's already $3. And then you're taking another minimum $2 on top of that in shipping that you're covering. There's three different shipping options that you can offer Likers. You can do $5.99 shipping, which is you're covering to, you do $4.99 shipping, or you can do free shipping. And don't forget, if you offer buyers free shipping, you as a seller are covering that whole $7.97. So if you have a $200 item, it might be worth offering free shipping because $7 is percentage-wise isn't that big of a deal.
Right.
But if you have a $30 item, you reduce it by 10% and offer free shipping, that's big.
That's why it's really important. When we have high-dollar items that we want to list, we do the math first.
Yes.
Before we list it. We think, okay, what is the dollar amount that I want to literally pocket from this item? Not what it sells, because you're not pocketing that. You have to think about fees. You have to think about supplies. Mm-hmm. You have to think about the 20% and things like that. So it's all kind of starts from the beginning with that big number. And then you can think about, okay, if I list this for $250, I'm fine with reducing it to $200 and eating the shipping because I want to make great money on it. And it's really only should sell for, you know, $175, something like that. So
when you're,
it's a game, really.
It is. It is. All of it is. I mean, it's all numbers. It's all playing around. But in the end, that's money in your pocket. So you really need to be paying attention to this, like you said, from the very beginning when you're pricing that item at the beginning.
Yes.
When you're sending offers to Likers, you could only send an offer to the same Liker once every 30 days. So if you have an item and there's one Liker and you send it to them and they don't accept it, that's fine. You can't, the system just won't let you. You can try, but it will just say, it says zero. You can send them a new offer as if it's 10% lower than that last 10%. Mm-hmm. So basically 20% off, or however the math comes out. But you can't send them another offer for 30 days. Now, if someone else comes in and likes that item, you can send that offer and it will only go to the new Liker. And I know that's really confusing and I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Because it's one of those things. The good thing is Poshmark just won't let you do it. You'll think you're sending offers to Likers, and then you go back into your news, which is like your notes, and it'll say, this offer was sent to zero Likers, and you realize, okay,
I had
already sent it to them. It hasn't been long enough. Now, the only problem that I run into this over and over again is I'll send an offer to people. They have 20 as a buyer. They have 24 hours to accept your offer. And I'm telling you, on 24 and a half hours, I get a message from them that says, "Oh, I missed your offer. Can you send it again?"
And you can't.
And I can't, because you can. It's once in every 30 days, and then it's a whole thing about creating a private listing for them and then and sending them that, and it turns into a whole thing.
And then you're like, but I'm gonna do it on Friday for closet clear out.
It's a whole strategy. So I get why Poshmark has that, because as a buyer, if I've liked something, I might be liking it because I just like it. I want to reference it later. Maybe I'm just keeping an eye on it. I don't want to be hounded every other day from that seller with, here's another offer, you know.
Exactly.
With the same offer.
Exactly, with the same offer, or 50 cent difference.
If I didn't, if I didn't accept it, I didn't accept it for a reason or not.
And you can unlike an item.
Yeah.
That's good to know too. If you've liked something and someone's just driving you nuts about it.
Unlike
it. Just go unlike it.
I have buyers that sometimes say, I would have you accept your offer, but you no longer have my size. Well, then why are you still liking this item?
Why are you still following it?
Yeah. I'm not going to get the size.
Right.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of different strategies of when to send offers from Likers. And there's really not a wrong strategy. It just depends on, you know, one, how you operate as a business, but also your time. So there are some people that like to send an offer almost as soon as somebody likes it. Now, as a seller, whenever anybody likes an item, you'll get a notification in your news feed. You can either just watch it. I call news is kind of like notes. It's like, it's a little bit, literally everything that's happening on Poshmark from your closet. Mm-hmm. There's also a little tab that says likers or likes, and you can just click that and it'll just show you when buyers like your items. And so, and I've had that experience as a buyer. I'll be going through someone's closet and I'll like an item, and then 3 seconds later, it's like, here's an offer. I'm like, whoa, I'm not done yet. Hold on a second.
Calm down. I'm going to bundle.
So the strategy behind that is, hey, if they are currently browsing Poshmark, they're currently in your closet, then obviously they're looking for something they're interested. And so if you send them that offer pretty quickly after they've liked it, then the thought process behind it is they're more likely to accept it. You're more likely to make that sale. I like doing that. I'll do that sometimes. But the downside of that is if you don't give them a little breathing room, they might have either bought it outright at full price, or they might have made a bundle with a whole bunch of other items, or they might have sent you an offer that was higher than the offer that you sent them.
Right. I was going to say that. And the biggest one too for our specific type of closet is the bundling, mm-hmm. because we have multiple items in multiple sizes in multiple categories, men's, women's, kids, home. We sell on all the categories. And so the likeliness, if you're just looking at the shoes, the likeliness of one person finding something within our closet that they want to bundle is very high.
Yes.
So if you send it to them right then, first of all, it's annoying to some people. And so they're like, oh, wait. And it's not like there's just a little instant messenger over on the side where you can message them. Oh,
that would be amazing.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yes.
Really easy, and be like, hey girl, I'm still shopping.
Give me a minute
and then send me another offer. But it's definitely not that easy. So we always try to be patient on some items. Now, I feel like if you sell unique handbags or something and they're big and you're like, they're probably only going to buy the one, they're probably not going to bundle two,
or expensive item,
or really expensive item, especially something you've been trying to get rid of forever and finally someone likes it and you're like, yes,
yeah,
then go ahead and knock yourself out, send them an offer. But usually just giving them a little bit of time, you'll be surprised what people will pay regular full price.
Yes.
For
I mean, and that's the thing, is if you kind of pause for 20 minutes or something, just give yourself a little bit of breathing room. There's been a lot of times people are searching, they're going through other people's closet, they're going through your closet. Give them that time to do that instead of like the second they like it, they send them an offer. Mm-hmm. Because I will say a lot of times people send me an offer higher than what I would have sent them. And so if I had immediately sent them an offer, or as a buyer, I've had that happen. I had a seller, there was something and I was 100% going to buy it from their closet, and they sent me an offer and I was like, oh, okay, that was a lot lower than I would have offered you. Thank you.
And done.
And
yes.
So that seller's probably going, yay, I made the sale. And I'm going, you just lost like 10 bucks mm-hmm. on that sale. Mm-hmm. So, once again, it's not bad. It's not a bad strategy, because the mindset is they're out there shopping. They're already wanting to spend money. Go ahead and grab them. But just, like I said, give them at least a few seconds. The other strategy, and the one I more use, is I take a specific day or just time and I send a whole bunch of offers at the same time. One, I do that because I don't have time to monitor my Poshmark 24/7. And as soon as someone likes it, boom, boom.
Oh my gosh, could you imagine? We would never put our phones down.
I guess if I didn't have children, that would be fine.
Maybe,
but.
Yes.
Or a life or anything else going on.
Right, exactly.
But I try to at least once a week take some time. And I don't do it the same day. I should, but I just don't have that kind of schedule. And then I'll go through and I go through the last few days of people that they've liked. And I go through those items and I'll send offers to them. So that's kind of the strategy I take. It's a little more scattershot, but it also helps me control when they're buying items and when I'm shipping, because mm-hmm. our schedules are just so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to get a big bulk of sales, I want to make sure it's a day that I can turn around and ship the next day. And,
right.
You know, that type of thing.
That makes sense.
And then the other strategy, I guess there's two, but the other one is there is a way to bulk send offers to likers. So if you go into your closet and up in the right hand corner, there's these two little tools with little wrenches crisscrossed. And that's kind of like your bulk actions in Poshmark in your closet. You can click on that and it's bulk offers to likers. And then that way you set one price. So I'm gonna send 10% off, 15, 20, whatever number, you can do 18, it doesn't matter. Plus the shipping discount. And then you go through your closet and you can sort by categories if you want to do like
all my shoes,
all swimsuits on sale or whatever.
Yeah,
and you
yeah.
can just bulk choose all the items. What's nice about that bulk listing is that it automatically filters out any item that doesn't have likers. So you're not having to mentally...
Oh, that's nice.
It is really nice. So it's like, here's the items that have likers, and then go ahead and send it. It doesn't filter out if you have already sent an offer in the last 30 days. So if you click on that, it will... if you send an offer and it has been 30 days, it'll just say zero. It's not a big deal. But, you know, it's a nice way. And I've done that every once in a while. Specific categories, maybe like after Christmas, I'm trying to put all our Christmas stuff on sale.
Oh, yes.
I just go into holiday and I'm like, click, 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 click on everything and send it all out.
80% off.
Take it away. We don't have to store it for another year. But then, of course, it sells like February 2nd. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a lot of different strategies to use offers to likers. You know, the biggest things to remember is it has to be 10% off. It has to be, obviously there has to be likers on it because it's called offers to likers. But the main thing you got to remember is you are covering that shipping cost. Mm-hmm. So make sure you factor that into your sale and the final value. Going back to what Kayla was saying with how you price your items.
Yes.
Because we're in it to make money.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole reason we're here.
That's not selfish or anything. It's our business.
Yeah. For some, it's vacation money. For some, it's our light bill. So yeah, it's pretty important. Both of those are very important.
Both of those are very important. So I hope that gives you a couple of strategies about how to use offers to likers for your business. Once again, there's no right or wrong. Play around with it. See what works best for you. See how you make the most sales. But it is, for us, one of the number one ways that we can make some really good sales out of our closet.
So. Definitely.
Happy reselling, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Ready to Resell. We are so excited to go on this reselling journey with you as you grow your business. Please check out readytoresell.com. It is our reseller hub that has our social media. You can browse bulk inventory to purchase, has been in our inventory app, and also ways to contact us with questions or suggestions for future episodes. Happy reselling.